We are three gay guys,
two states,
and one podcast.
Hey guys,
we're drunk.
And we are back.
I'm drinking a vanilla twat. I thought it was called something else.
I don't know. I tried it for the first time. It's
vanilla twat. I thought it was a monostat twat. That's what I thought.
Honestly,
that
would make more sense.
Okay. Yeah, seriously. Okay,
that's not crazy that you think that.
Yeah. So
I'm just having a Bud Light.
Yeah, I was gonna have water. Yeah, that was my Long Island. It's our last night here, and we are queer,
and we're used to it.
And we're used to it.
We're getting used to it. Getting there.
100%.
I'm recovering.
Recovering from being queer. I'm not over it yet.
So we danced a little bit.
A little bit.
Patrick and I danced a little bit. Steve was very reluctant.
I was scared.
Oh my God.
Steve lives his life in fear. It's really sad.
Sad. Like, what if I ruptured inside?
Oh my God.
Well, we know where the ER is, so we can get you back there quick.
Seriously.
Quick.
But
we found a new ER. We found a new ER.
Yeah. It is fun to watch.
It's much more convenient.
It was nice.
It is.
Yes, my Patrick,
but this is actually. So we saw Bill Maher tonight.
Oh my God, cool. It was so funny.
Oh my God, I was reluctant. I was probably the only one that didn't want to go.
I love Bill Maher, and we were like, Steve, we're going to Bill Maher. He's like, I'm not going
to
go.
Okay, we're going to move to the table.
Oh, thank you. We're like, well,
we're moving to the table.
I already bought the
ticket,
so there's
not enough. That's all right. Okay. You're going to have a seat. They just gave up their table. They allowed us to sit.
This is the table that we filmed our last podcast.
I asked them for their cup to prop the phone up, and they thought it was really strange, but they went along with it. Oh, the cup's back. Here's the cup. And we have the cup again.
Oh, my God.
The cup is back. There's so
many
drinks
here. So we are back to the scene of the crime. Pre-coronavirus.
You're the worst. This is where he was sitting.
I know.
Do you guys remember that? Did you hear that?
No, I don't think that. I think it was after.
That might have been after.
All right, you guys, I got to share. I could have sworn I saw my ex from like 20 years ago.
Oh, my God. But you said he was not your ex.
Well, after like looking, I don't know. It's just really weird. I don't think so. I think if it really was, he would have approached.
I saw my future ex in the bathroom.
You're the worst.
So after we did our last podcast, the one from 17 months ago, some strange man just approached and was sharing all our drinks and kept telling Thomas, "You're the worst." And to be fair, he is, but like, who was this man? Where did he come from?
Mystery. He just appeared out of nowhere.
This was 17 months ago.
Yeah, so
oh my God.
There's a lot of unanswered questions from 17
we're
months ago.
The crime.
Yeah.
But this is exactly where it took place. So a lot more human this time.
Oh yep, a lot more humor than the last time. But it's actually kind of fresh now. Right? It actually feels good with the wind. Right? With the wind. Right. I don't know, I guess.
My ass crack is so wet.
Living
so,
here.
Oh my
for
God,
a while.
My announcement.
You know?
So last podcast, I forgot to make my announcement. So I have some people who have listened to Girl, What Did That Girl Just Say, Girl? And they all said, hey, so your friend Steve. Let a guy in, was sucking a dick in the bathroom, and you guys weren't sure if he was dead. And I was like, yeah. So I just, for the record, wanted to say, yes, that is what happened for sure. Steve let a black guy in, sucked his dick, gagged on it. Thomas and I were too scared to look. So anyone has questions about a prior podcast, it is exactly what you think
now
it is.
Now I know what you're talking about. Okay, Patrick was telling us that there was going to be this big reveal, and I had no idea. Just gagging because
I'm
of
gagged.
My tongue scraper.
Steve is always gagged with air quotes. That's how he lives his
life. So they were saying because I was gagging, I was choking and dying from this big black cock.
Well, a lot of my podcast viewer were alarmed that...
I like how you said you were.
Right? They were alarmed. They're like, so you didn't check on your friend Steve? And we're like... No.
Just
he let a big dick black guy in.
He
can deal with the
adult.
Consequences.
He's an adult.
How is this
an
my
adult.
Problem?
Yeah.
I was busy.
Yeah, seriously.
Thomas was busy.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So that's what happened. There were a lot of questions, and let there be no more questions. It's exactly what you think it is.
Seriously.
So how are you guys?
I'm good. I just feel like...
Sweaty?
Yes, extremely.
It's pretty hot.
No, I just feel like we... It sucks that we had a rush to today. I feel like today was like our day.
It was the first day.
It was the first day.
It really was.
And the fact that there was like a legitimate reason for you to be absent, like that was legit.
Hi. Go ahead.
Sorry.
He has a vape right here. Do you like vaping?
But it's vaping is kind of the okay.
Really not interested in vaping.
Yeah, seriously.
It's almost like vaping's for just super lame.
Yeah, seriously.
Only vape. Gay people vape? Wow, he retaliated just now.
So anyways, I just feel like today was like the only day that we were able to actually do anything.
I know.
And it just sucks because like we purposely planned to have an extended vacation. And like we said in the
Not Today, Satan, part one.
We like I literally did not want this to be like just to be like the short vacation that it was. But it was. And so
God, it almost feels like you know we just can't do more than 3 days.
It's not gonna happen.
That's it.
We're kidding ourselves.
That's it.
Well, I mean the other thing too is that we can go someplace. We can go someplace out besides San Antonio. We go to Las Vegas.
We did that one. Los Angeles, our live podcast. Sick plug.
True.
Because I'm sure there are direct flights from San Antonio to LA or San Antonio to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
San Diego.
Yeah.
We've been talking about going to San Diego.
Oh, you guys.
Can meet my friend Filipino Phil. He's great.
Well, guys, I guess typically, just to be honest here, you know,
that's so fun.
There is a reason why my friends come to visit me.
So the way my checking and savings account is set up?
Yeah, exactly. So,
to borrow a line from Thomas.
I am looking for other opportunities, hopefully, in the near future. I'll be able to actually either go and visit them or be able to meet at a certain location.
Let's meet. We can totally have so much fun back at our hometown in Fresno. Go to Kearney Park, I guess.
And then I guess that's it. Pick up a hooker. Is that what people do?
You guys can show me the new sites in our old hometown.
I'm not aware of that, actually.
There are new homeless camps.
We can show you the homeless camps. Is that what you're into?
Yeah. We'll go to different places.
For sure. Near future.
Like Sydney. Lisbon,
right?
Aruba. I mean,
the list it goes on and on. So we watched a USC fight. It was disgusting.
OMG!
This guy.
I'm just so excited you guys actually watched it with me though. Like you guys literally could be like, okay, let's go, but you guys actually did it.
Well, that was the plan. And then once you start watching these hot guys punch each other in the face, you're like, yeah. Fuck that guy. And then when he breaks his ankle and they show it 20 times and I've already thrown up enough as I want for the day. I've met my quota. I'm like, oh, that's enough of that.
Okay, you didn't throw up any time and you're making fun because Steve threw up like a gajillion times.
It's supposed to be a secret, so I'm glad it's working out. Fills me with pride.
Yeah, it was actually exciting. I guess I never give it a shot. You know, who wants to watch all these like guys just
attractive
beat up
men
on
with no shirts? Who wants to see that?
Only straight guys.
So, I have a question for our straight viewer. The men with no shirts and shorty shorts with their bulges showing, like, that's straight to you? I don't get why. I get why we are watching it, but why are you watching it? I'm confused.
It's the whole masculinity, you know.
It was not very masculine, to be honest. Especially the ankle breaking.
The beast coming out.
So let's.
That's not what I saw.
Can we just be reflective?
I saw hugging.
Can we just be reflective for a second? So we were sitting right here 17 months ago in these exact same chairs.
Laughing in the face of coronavirus. We said to coronavirus.
With my beautiful friend Naomi.
Where is she?
I feel like I betrayed.
Steve fucked her in the A.
God.
Dave is the worst. You're the worst.
You know what? Have we even talked about that?
No. So in our final podcast 17 months ago, Steve was super excited about welcoming her friend Naomi, who, as you remember, was extremely excited about the breaking news that Steve provided to her, which was that she got promoted.
Yeah.
And she was official.
She got hired on, and
she was a temp before, right?
And then she was a total temporary employee, and the position was offered to her. And I was so excited, all of management. I only would have said that if management confirmed. And they did confirm. And I just wanted to break it to her really, really nicely. And according to her, it was a really nice surprise. But unfortunately, due to coronavirus, everybody, including her, was laid off. It was awful. I couldn't believe it.
And now she hates Steve. And so do I.
And you have not spoken to her since then, right?
Well, it wasn't that I haven't spoken, because I did reach out to her, and she, you know, she reached
she
right
said,
back.
"Fuck you, Steve. I hate you."
But, you know how it is. I'm sure she doesn't have, like, a grudge against me directly.
No, she's talking.
But, you know, it's just like, yeah, goodbye. You know? So.
I don't want to speak to you. Well, we miss her.
I know.
We love how she fake laughed at all her jokes. We super appreciate that.
And when she said, girl.
She kind of overacted a little bit, but it's okay.
I know. So, Naomi, honey, if you're listening to this.
Oh, and we're shouting. And we're shouting.
We're so sorry. And I wish you were here with us.
And that hurts my feelings. Steve doesn't care about us at all. She's like, I'm with these guys, but they're kind of lame, man. I wish Naomi was here. She's fun. I actually enjoy myself when she's here.
So, I guess.
If we could replace Naomi with Steve, like, is that a thing?
That's an option.
Oh, my God. But, I mean, I feel like we, like, did not take COVID seriously.
For sure.
And no, I was not worried
at all. Who would have at that point in time?
No, we didn't. We didn't. And when we flew back to California, we didn't have a mask. Like, there was no mask mandate or anything like that.
No, nothing.
It was not, like, that serious. And then, literally, a few weeks later, the world shut down.
Yeah.
I watched a documentary about the start, and it was funny because it was, like, in February, like, Korea was like, oh, no. And they had air things, and everyone's wearing masks, and they were like, woo, let's go to Texas. Let's make fun of coronavirus and drink in a club. And other countries were like, oh, no.
I know.
But
we're actually back.
But yeah,
like we're all. Yeah. You know, it's kind of scary, you know, the whole Delta variant, whatever. It's like just to have that in the back of your mind. But you know, we did get vaccinated.
I'm vaccinated.
So am I.
I'm vaccinated.
Yeah. But you've had COVID before.
Yeah, so I probably didn't need to be. But
you did catch it. Oh,
so
Jamie
gave me COVID.
You didn't know that you had COVID?
Yes,
you
did. Had COVID in January. It was the worst. You're the worst, I said to COVID. It was okay. I just, like, had a headache and was tired.
No, but were you careless, or, like, did someone from your work give it to you? Like, or were you at a party? Like, give us
everything,
some details.
Everything.
Give us some details.
I was like, coronavirus is a joke. So I went to clubs. I hired hookers. At work, they were like, wear a mask. And I was like, no, fuck you. And I threw my mask on the ground. And I stomped it. Someone coughed in my face.
You were like a feminist with the bra.
Yeah. I was like, hell no, we won't go, according to Thomas. Which was actually draft dodging, but that's okay. It's all the same thing.
And your tatas were just all over the place.
I was like, no bras natural. I will never wear a mask.
Okay, let's tell the real reason why you actually got COVID. So without using any names, let's go ahead and share the story.
Her name was Haimi, and she coughed on my face. And I was like, probably shouldn't do that.
Wait,
and
who is she, though?
A coworker.
Oh, coworker, okay.
Yeah, so it's from work.
Okay, so
it's from work.
So you were minding your own business, doing your thing.
And she was like, hey, Patrick, what's up? And I was like, that doesn't seem normal. I've never heard that before. She's like, I've been tested. It's fine. I wouldn't worry about it. I was like, I am, though. Kind of worried, to be honest.
So after you, like, clear off the speckles off your, like, nose and mouth and eyes.
So I was like, I'm going to get tested for syphilis, maybe COVID. They fucked me up
sure,
the nose.
For sure hepatitis and 1,000% tetanus.
Like, you do have tetanus, and we're not sure about the COVID thing yet. We'll get back to you. But don't leave your house for 20 days.
Probably haven't.
So I stayed home, and it was pretty weird. I wore slippers for 2 weeks, and when I put on real shoes for the first time, I was like, ow, these are awful. Why did I ever wear these? Ow.
It's one of the side effects of COVID.
Sensitive feet. Oh, my slippers for 2 weeks were great. It was just like a trip, just like being in the apartment for 2 weeks, not seeing anybody, going to my laptop for work and talking on the phone. Thank God I could still work, otherwise it would have gone insane. So that was good. I kept a schedule. And it was good.
I would not have been able to do that. I would not have been able to.
Yeah, it was, it was weird.
I did a vacation once where I thought, you know what? 2 weeks, I'm going to do nothing. It was awful. After the first week, after 6 days, forget it. You go crazy. Nothing that you would do or you would consider entertainment was satisfying. Nothing, including video games, movies, TV, nothing. It was awful. So yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine the people.
That's a song. Never mind. I tried to reference a movie on a podcast before and nobody got it.
It was our worst rating podcast. And now you are.
The movie Patrick, I referenced was Deliverance, by the way.
Your cherry. Oh,
do you want my cherry, Steve?
Oh, I would love your cherry if you don't want it.
Steve is a whore. Just not finding out.
Actually, not cherry. It's,
it looks like a cherry.
No. It's a tomato that's been rotten for
it's a
long
time. Tomato.
It's green, actually.
So hey, where'd the stem go? Did you litter?
There
oh my
never,
god,
there
you litter bug. Oh, it's right here. I see it.
You're okay.
Just now learning Steve is a litter bug, and I am disappointed.
And your chair is not really true.
Huh?
My tiny
you guys
tomato.
Gotta be proud of me because I completely watched what I drunk last time. Oh my god, that day.
So
I left so drunk.
What's that?
The podcast day, 17 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
I left drunk so drunk. Oh my god. This time I'm like, you know what? No, I'm just gonna have some Bud Lights. That's it.
Well, I mean, technically, you shouldn't be drinking alcohol because.
It's hard, I'm scared.
Well, the doctor told Thomas, no. Don't let him do this. Don't let him do that. And he's doing all of those things, you guys. He's out of control.
And even my friend that had a gallstone removed said, make sure he doesn't do this. And he's doing everything opposite.
He said, I'll start when you guys leave. Does that work? But he won't dance with us.
No. Okay, seriously. You're violating every fucking thing, but not dancing.
The only thing I wanted from Steve. He said no.
It's the only thing that would make us happy.
Physical extortion. I can. I'm scared.
But Bill Maher was so funny. Oh, wow. It was really great. Steve tried to not go.
Oh, my God. He tried so hard not to go.
That was cool.
He was like, I don't, like, do comedy. I'm like, you're on a comedy podcast, you dumb bitch.
But is this comedy?
Oh, I loved it. I truly do.
It was really fun. I've watched the show so long. Seeing him in person was really cool. Except I had to pee super bad the whole time. And I kind of wanted to leave, to be honest. But I'm glad I didn't.
I'm glad you didn't.
Glad you
it was
didn't.
Great. It
there
was
were a lot
great.
Of people laughing around us. It was
I
so
enjoyed
funny.
The whole
people
show.
Laughing around us?
Yeah.
Hello, the behind us. Oh, you didn't
right
hear?
Here. No,
at the
show.
The theater.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. I had a great time.
It was good.
I wasn't sure what to expect. You know, he did, like, I guess what it is because I don't really follow politics, but... even everything he joked about, you know, I was still able to, like, understand, and it was hilarious, so it was
like,
great.
He made a joke about Vice Pence, or Mike Pence, so I leaned over to Steve, Pence is the former VP of the U.S.
Don't cover your mouth so we can actually
settle down. So there was I had to explain a lot to Steve, but he got there in the end.
No.
He got there.
There was only, like, maybe two jokes.
I don't know.
You know.
was good. I'd only seen Eddie Izzard in comedy before, and that was great. And so I don't do comedy shows a lot, but it was really good.
Yeah, it was cool. And hey, we got to experience the Majestic here in San Antonio.
Oh, such a good
all of
theater.
Us, first time. The theater was gorgeous.
So if you ever come to San Antonio, though, the house, or the horses, the horse carriages.
Yeah.
The poor horses.
The slaves.
Oh, my God.
We tried to free them.
We tried the Underground Railroad thing, but it does not work here.
And that requires intense coordination, which we don't have.
So much fun. That was fun.
We did do a horse ride, though. It was pretty great. Thomas told everyone that we were all just got married, and they were real confused. There were multiple people in the car, and they're like, what?
Oh, congratulations. That's right. Congratulations.
Thomas loves attention.
Totally everybody congratulated us.
We got married.
Like,
oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Like, who did?
Which one? They're like, yay, we support gays, but what?
Oh, for you? Are one of you guys a dog? I don't understand that.
Yes, one.
Cool.
Guess which one?
Cool.
One is a dog in a human outfit.
And he's going in dog pose right now. We meant in yoga position.
It was cute, though.
That was fun. I missed that.
Yeah, it was nice.
We were going to do a bus tour today, but then it rained a lot.
Oh, my God. Plus,
the only fucking time we were fucking here is fucking raining all the fucking time.
I know, not only that, but they, like, stopped at, like, 5:30 p.m. It's like, what are we going to do with a couple of hours?
There is not a cloud in the sky right now.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know.
Well, the only time that it did not rain was when Steve was in surgery.
Right?
Or, no, Steve wasn't even in surgery. Steve was, like, in the hospital, and we just literally were in the pool, and I said, I texted Steve, or Steve's text and says, I hurt. And I said, do you tell the doctor? And she's like, no, what the fuck do you think? Of course I told the doctor.
Steve is very mouthy when he's in pain. Those are the new side of Steve.
Yeah.
He sends rolling eyes emojis like, yes, like, you dumb bitch.
I was in pain.
I'm so not interested in your feedback right now.
Like, cool. I really wish guys, you I was dying. I felt like I was dying.
I know, but you didn't have to, like, be rude.
And then these bitches were, like, trying to, like, liven up the occasion. And I'm like, no.
Like, Steve is
I'm
not
in
that
pain.
Bad.
Yeah.
Everybody has their gallstones removed. I've had my gallstones removed.
I will next year, probably.
And I won't bitch like you.
I promise to not send you rolling eyes emojis. Maybe.
If you are trying the health.
We'll see how it goes, though. I might, to be honest.
Seriously, I hope I never come my gallbladder. But, thank God. It's seriously, like, Satan was helping, like, I actually appreciate the fact that we were all trying our best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We were all trying our best.
I know we say this every time, but this time was the worst.
This was
the
worst.
Oh my God.
No, but literally, we all try to use this vacation as our marker.
We
for
showed
shit.
We totally
all three
did.
Of us, all
5 days. If all of you guys know, following us, you know that we've been only 2-3 days
what's
max,
happening?
Right? But, no.
Oh.
I mean, I was totally ecstatic about them coming
there's
over for 5 days.
Two police officers. An undercover officer.
Oh. You know, 5 days.
Yeah,
turned
it was like
over.
The most
it
we've
like,
ever spent here,
like,
ever.
It's like, forget
it.
It
was
no,
gonna be.
No, you guys are only doing 3. Sorry.
Like, yeah, no, you can't come.
Yeah.
That's a no. That's a no for me.
It was...
Even when we tried to meet in Vegas, Steve Flight was like, maybe later tonight, but not right now. You can't go right
I
now.
I just got on my period, so I'm going to have to wait for a little bit.
Why don't you check back in 5 hours?
Oh my God, seriously though. Life's
crazy.
I know it. But hey, we're here.
Yes.
Great time. We always make the most of it. Right?
Make the most of it.
Have a really, really good time.
I actually am super, super surprised that you were released from the hospital the same day you had your surgery.
I know.
Because you could have easily been released today, and we would not have been able to hang out this whole time.
I was surprised you immediately started drinking, despite the doctor's orders.
With the nurse's orders.
I sure did.
Thomas called him a baboon.
Combination with the pain meds.
Oh, Steve did.
That is a beautiful remedy. Beautiful remedy.
Good guy.
Beautiful remedy.
We all feel great now. We actually haven't drunk all night. It's just the pain meds.
So I think we need to figure out. So I think after tonight, once we get home, assess the situation, figure out what's going to happen next. Like, typically, our role was coming here February and July. February and July. This is July. 17 months after the fact, but we just need to figure out, like, okay, what's going to happen next? Like, yes. Do we do a December trip? Do we do, like...
Where do we go from here? Well, yeah. We are checking for a flight tomorrow.
Oh,
my God.
We have
an extremely long layover, so we should be okay. Maybe.
Right? We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I know. Our next trip, you never know. Might end up in Germany or something.
Well, that sounds interesting, except for the Nazis.
It'll be fun. So, no, I mean, I think we made the most of our trip.
Yes, as always.
But it would have been a lot easier if you did not have your gallbladder.
I know.
And okay, so let's tell our audience So if you had your gallbladder removed and you had a surgery, would you tell your parents that you were going under? And no judgment, this is a judgment-free zone, but Steve decided to go into surgery without telling his mom and dad. So Steve, please justify to our audience.
Oh my God, you guys.
Remember.
All right. I knew only because of past experiences with my own father and my younger sister that it ain't all that, right? So I figured, you know what? It's going to be a really quick surgery, like in and out. It did happen to be that, and I was planning to tell them after the fact. But of course, my older sister got word, and she started telling everybody. My mom was blowing up my phone.
How did she get word?
My aunts in Mexico were blowing up my phone without even knowing whatever was going on. So they only knew because my older sister was my main contact. To any communications from the OR would go to her. And sure enough, my sister told me that they just texted her. They didn't even call her. They texted her that a family member was undergoing surgery. And so, of course, my sister was going all crazy, like trying to figure out. My niece already knew. So I guess she got word, found out that it was her brother, you know, getting his gallbladder removed. And then, of course, she called my parents, and then that's when everything happened.
The text didn't say who it was? That's crazy.
No, she said that the text didn't say who it was, and that's what made it really weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
I got a Facebook message from Steve's sister saying, oh my God, I'm so worried about Steve, and he hasn't wrote me, and he's not answering his phone. I'm like, oh honey, I just hate to be the one to tell you. Steve has passed on. He's been in the bathroom for 2 hours and he will not come out. I have been knocking and knocking.
He's with the angels.
I can only assume he's long gone.
I've heard the angel great Gabriel and his trumpets.
Oh, false alarm. He just came out.
That was his farting.
I'm going to have to call you back. The bathroom is available. So Steve, you're the worst.
Yeah.
You're the entire worst.
I was really hoping the news didn't go out and I can just call them, you know, just like, hey, just to let you know, got my gallbladder removed, but everything is okay. But nope.
But everything's
nope.
Fine.
Couldn't have been that easy. Could not have been that easy.
That's sweet. Your family's worried about you.
I know.
They care.
Like, unlike
they,
like my family. Only because of fucking rumors.
My family's like, oh, you haven't died yet? Okay, we'll call us later. Let us know when it's over. Have the hospital text us, but not say who it was. A loved one has passed. Do you care? Press A for yes. B for no.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm glad we were able to get back to our table. I'm glad we were able to recenter.
Wasn't this table bigger last time?
No, it was the same size.
Was I drunker last time?
Could it have been like maybe two of them combined? Maybe
I think
it
was,
there were more chairs. Maybe,
yeah,
it was like
yeah,
two combined,
tables.
Right?
There were two tables.
Two
yeah.
combined.
We had a lot of people around here.
Yeah, there was five people and the guy who called Thomas the worst. Yeah. I miss him. That guy really like understood the world,
oh my God.
Like at a deep molecular level, in a way that most of us don't. Miss him.
Well, anyways,
it's a shame he died of COVID.
Okay. So. This, I think this was a good documentation of where we where we are, where we were, and things did not happen according to plan.
But
we made the most of it.
Yes.
And I feel that it is what it is. And from this point forward, I'm gonna move on, and you're gonna move on to like, because this was our marker for shit to move on. Like all of us are gonna move on to do. Like this, we were using this. And so I think we're not going to decide tonight or tomorrow, like when our next visit is going to be and where it's going to be.
Right.
But.
Please stay tuned.
Yes, yeah, stay tuned. That is going to be $1 million
a surprise.
Question.
Yeah. Our next podcast will be where in the world are we? We'll give you some clues. It's hot. There's no water.
We're in jail.
Okay, great. I have a new boyfriend. My name is Bitch.
I somehow never knew I could have pigtails until now.
I thought my hair was too short. It is not. It is not. Ooh, are we throwing drinks? Fun. Let me in. Oh, yeah. We're upset.
All right. So, let's go ahead and sign off. I mean, this is...
Yes,
I mean,
guys.
we're gonna tie this trip up in a little
bow in it.
To make it, like, fucking, like, pretend like it was exactly how we planned.
Yes.
Which it wasn't. But that's okay.
Not even close.
So, the best.
All right. We appreciate all three of you guys, or two of you guys, who have been waiting for so long to hear from us.
Loyal viewer.
Yeah, oh my God, literally.
We used to have Naomi, but
today
not anymore.
We said not today.
Not today.
Or yesterday. Or
not
tomorrow.
Not even like, tomorrow. After that's fine.
Definitely yeah, after that
tomorrow.
We're good.
No, as soon as you guys are home, man.
Then do what you want.
That was saying do your will, but not today. Not. We have a 3-hour fucking layover. If our luggage is lost,
that's good. We need that.
Yeah, seriously.
We need to decompress.
Yeah.
Try to like reconcile with the world. What just happened?
Yeah.
Was that real?
Yeah. What did that girl just say, girl?
Exactly. That's what we'll be saying.
Okay. All right, so here we go.
So we've been... Oh, just me.
Oh, wow.
Three gay guys.
Two states.
And one podcast.
You guys see you later.
Bye.
Bye.